Talking about the love assist this morning. And when we're talking about this, here's the example. The other night, out with a bunch of people from the radio station, and Chappie, Mr. Ladies Man, was there with us, and he's kind of asking this girl, this waitress, all these questions, you know, getting background information. He's like, okay, here's her name, and now she has this many brothers. Like, he has so many questions of her. And then, you know, at the end of the meal, she thanked us for being such a fun table, and then Karen's there, one of our other salespeople, and she's like, oh, we're radio people. And then so that led to This Is Stooks in the Morning from Chappie throwing that out there. And then he goes over after the meal as I'm walking away and asks her, hey, Stooks in the Morning really wants your phone number.
Like, the Stooks in the Morning would really appreciate it.
Yeah, and people always, for some reason, refer to me as that.
Like, Stooks in the Morning?
Yeah.
Like your friends?
Like, that's my name. No, not my friends, but if they find out who I am, they're like, are you Stooks in the Morning? It's not, are you Stooks, or are you Matt Stooks, or whatever. It's, are you Stooks in the Morning? Well, I can tell my friends tomorrow I met Stooks in the Morning. Like, okay, you know. So he goes over there and tries to get the phone number, and then and this is unauthorized use. And you know, I don't feel bad about it. I thought it was kind of entertaining, but it just got me thinking about the love assist and how unsuccessful the thing is, because it's, you know, the guy not having the courage to go up to the girl himself, so he sends another guy a friend
up
there.
One of his minions.
Yeah, but I think if girls are out and they send a girl up there, love assist may be more effective. How about you? What do you think about the love assist?
Well, I don't really think it's that good, but my boyfriend's roommate has me do it for him all the time.
Oh, so he has the girl do it for the guy.
Yeah. Ah. He's like, oh, she's cute. Hey, go get the number for me. Do it yourself. If you want the number, grow some balls and do it yourself.
So you don't go do it for him?
It depends on the circumstances, but I'm not really all okay, you know, all gung-ho for it.
So what are the circumstances? How much alcohol you've had, or...
Well, how much alcohol he has, because if he's going to make a fool of everybody around him, then I'll do it for him.
I gotcha. Well, at least you have ground rules for the love assist. Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hey there, what do you think about the love assist?
Hey, I don't know whether it's cool or not. There's only one man on the face of the earth that I would allow to do that, and that's the guitar-playing Stone Cold pimp, Chappie.
You're familiar with Chappie?
I've known Chappie a while.
Yeah, Chappie, you're right. I mean, if you want, I'd say with Chappie, the best move is to be by his side while he goes up to the ladies. But still,
and catch the droppings. That's all you can do. You can't get in that man's way.
Well,
you just shove you aside. Hey, see me? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Chappie is fun to go out with because he knows so many people, and he'll go up to anybody and start a conversation, so you can just kind of follow him, and you can be that guy that's just kind of there,
yeah,
like you said, pick up.
Wingman.
But yeah, sending him off, like him going off by himself and asking a girl for my phone number, like, Chappie, you naughty old man, what are you doing?
You know Chappie, he got that number. He just didn't want to give it to you.
You're probably right.
Chappie does not fail.
He's just name-dropping me to get the number for himself.
That's right.
Nice, man. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yep, take it easy.
All right. Good morning. What do you think on the love assist?
On the love assist?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. I think it's kind of like having Sprint to deliver a message for you. But the question was, like, someone to, like, help you get a date or something.
Yeah, yeah, to pick up, like, a phone number for you or to go hit on a girl for you.
Somebody else. Dan, go. Just let her go. To help you get a date? Do y'all do that?
I'm just saying it's not going to really help your chances with a lady if you have to send some dude over to do your bidding for you. Don't you think? Isn't that less attractive?
What if you don't date dudes?
Huh?
Went over your head. What if you, in other words, we're kind of dyslexic. The question
or
is...
Or something like that.
Is it cool to have people to help you get a date?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Okay, did you somebody in a grocery store?
Somebody say something.
I don't even understand the question.
We're going to let you guys go. It sounds like you need to huddle up.
We got to think about that and hear some other people talk, because that's not us. We do our own thing.
Okay. All right. Well, you go think and I get
Thank you.
Bye.